This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 15, Raising Lazarus. Our reading comes from John chapter 11. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave, with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Scholars describe the raising of Lazarus as the seventh and final sign or miracle in the book of John. And as we can see, Jesus has saved the best for last. Even though Lazarus has been dead for several days, Jesus pulls him back from death's grasp and restores him to life. All it takes is Jesus' command. The voice that spoke creation into existence now calls him out of the darkness of death and into the light of life again. In our skeptical postmodern age, this may seem like a story that's been embellished by John to help sell people on the idea of following Jesus. But this miraculous story is real. Like the other signs in the book of John, it's meant to point to a deeper truth about Jesus and his ministry. Lazarus' resurrection points us to the hope of resurrection and new life that we have in Christ. What Jesus did for Lazarus is also a promise for all who believe. In Jesus, there is no enemy of God, not even death itself, that can defeat us. If we are in Christ, we will have eternal life and victory over death, no matter what we face today. When we have times in which we're struggling, anxious, or afraid, we can look to Jesus and remember his promises of life forever with him. Nothing is too big, and no problem is too difficult for Jesus to overcome, not even death itself. Pray with me. Father, when things are difficult and I feel discouraged, give me hope. Help me to trust in your power to bring me into life forever with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.